The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829, where we've got 10% off Vitamir products and 10% off Strauss Naturals products. And here to celebrate that is Dr. Michael Garko. He's a nutrition advisor for Strauss Naturals. He is a PhD. That's why he gets the name Doctor. He's an award-winning university professor, researcher, nutritionist, consultant, writer, journalist, and radio host, producer. He's credentialed nutritionist, holds an accredited master's degree in human nutrition, as opposed to animal nutrition. Good morning, Dr. Garko. How are you? Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. It's funny you say it that way. I remember when I was a graduate student, and I was just working on my master's at that point, and I had finished, and we were standing in the departmental library, and there were a bunch of professors in the room, and we were talking about human nutrition. And I made the comment, I said, well, you know, we are part of the planet, we are biological creatures, and we are part of the animal family. Well, there was this one professor standing there who took great umbrage with that. He said, well, I'm not an animal. And I'm thinking in my head, well, what are you? Are you a plant? Are you a rock? What? but you'd be surprised the parallels between human nutrition and veterinarian. We talked to veterinarians. I used to have them on my show from time to time. There are a lot of parallels. Dogs, cats, lions, tigers, whatever. There's many, of course, many differences. But we are, you know, we are animals, and we have systems in our body that require support. And where do we get that support from? From our diet, and also from dietary supplementation when it's done right.
Yep, and that's exactly one of the reasons why we have you on, because the thing is that, you know, we all, even with animals, we have something, we're all made up of carbon in some way, shape, or form, and our bodies all have a certain percentage of water in some form, and a percentage of salt in some form. So, you know, there are a lot of things, which that was funny, you used the term umbrage, when you're talking about that professor that says, I'm not an animal. And, you know, see, if I was there, yeah, I would have done my Austin Powers and said, you're an animal, you're an animal. You know, so, you know, the thing is, I mean, people, you know, you got to understand, I mean, supposedly, if you are looking at the Darwinistic approach to things, I mean, we all graduated from somewhere. We all morphed out of something. And apparently, you know, we've been likened unto the apes, which... I know, you know, most of the people, but God created me. I said, yeah, well, if your body's a temple, that's why we're having this conversation right now, because you need to take care of it. Your health is your wealth. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, not just to protect your sanity by what we discuss on the show, but, you know, the wealth of those who care about you and love you. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, we have Dr. Garko on the show. And of course, I have in my hot little hand a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops. And, you know, for those of you who do not understand the nutritional value of taking this on a regular basis, because some people only take it once a day, some people take it three times a day. It just depends on the human condition. What's your take on all of that as far as recommended dosage, Dr. Garko?
Well, with my clients, it depends on the status of their health, their age, their commitment. People sometimes will buy supplements and they put them out on their counter in the kitchen or wherever, and they look nice, but until you unscrew the cap and take them, as with medications, there can be low compliance in taking supplements, but the dosage levels with the Strauss, every one of my clients is an individual, and that's how I, when I'm doing my nutritional practice, diagnosing and treating nutritional issues, which I'm permitted to do with a license and a PhD. I can't diagnose it and treat medical conditions, but nutrition conditions I can. It depends on the individual. You make an interesting point. Even if a person does not have, or people do not have currently cardiovascular conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, or whatever, they should be taking a product like the Strauss Heart Drops. Why? Because as a species, going back to this theme of where we are animals and part of evolution and creation and whatnot, we are prone to heart disease. This is not science fiction. People can check my work. We are prone to atherosclerosis, which is the pathogenic process associated with coronary artery disease. Our arteries are vulnerable to plaquing because there are so many variables or factors that can damage the arteries. Smoking, too much alcohol, bad food, stress. And you go down the list, not enough sleep. All of those can contribute. There's some unmodifiable factors. Race, certain ethnic groups more prone to high blood pressure and coronary artery disease. So there are these modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors, and there's a whole constellation of them that have an impact on our cardiovascular health generally and our arteries specifically. So my point is, everybody should be on the Heart Drop, because sooner or later, the odds are very good you're going to have some sort of cardiovascular-related condition, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's arrhythmia, and then coronary artery disease, whatever it might be, where the heart muscle is getting too large. All sorts of things can happen. So, and never mind the people that are already having existing conditions, the Heart Drops are great, because they're very rarely contraindicated with medications. And that's a good thing too. So I know it sounds, sort of extreme for me to say everybody should be on the Heart Drops, because I know the biology of human beings, and we are prone to heart disease. And so in that sense, everybody should be taking them.
Well, but the thing is too, you're talking about nutrition, dietary supplementation, diet and lifestyle changes. I mean, now this is something that, as a PhD, even, with the client base that you have currently, you see all sorts of different people from different walks of life, different skin color. And I mean, it's not racist, because science has studied this stuff and they see the commonalities and the differences between the races. And, somebody said, well, you're just saying that because I'm black. No, I'm saying it because science is studied, and blacks have a propensity for certain conditions more than people of lighter skin color. I mean, that's true, isn't it?
It is. African Americans have a greater propensity for hypertension. Yeah. And, to ignore that, you have to, that's pure. Look, I used to say to my students, we can all be ignorant. You can't know everything. So when you're ignorant, you can go and look and find research and find out the answers. Then we can do stupid things and say stupid things. But when you're stupid and ignorant together, then you're too damn dumb to know what to do. So if you're going to be stupid or ignorant, don't be both at the same time. And when people talk like that, saying, oh, you're just saying that because, you're a racist. What are you talking about? Why would I ignore the biology of humans across racial groups, across ethnic groups, and so on? And even where people live, that their things are different. The part of the world that they're living in affects their health. So, we have to keep an open mind and an open heart, so we're open to the world and keep learning. Knowledge is power. I hear you saying that on your promos on your show. Knowledge is power. But knowledge without wisdom is really a tragedy.
You're right. And that's the thing about diet and lifestyle changes, because, see, a lot of these folks that listen to the show are on fixed incomes. Now, how do I know that? Because I hear comments from people who call the Power Mall, and you sit next to anybody on a train or on a bus or whatever the case, and you start talking, and the next thing you know, and you ask them, how are you? And the next thing you know, they're telling you their entire medical history with all sorts of HIPAA violations. The thing is that, you know, their diet and lifestyle strategies and whatever they were taught from the food pyramid on forward in their lifestyle makes a difference in where they're at now and how severe. You were bringing up atherosclerosis. I mean, a lot of people have that diagnosis, have that condition, and it just takes a simple chest x-ray to figure it out.
No, I don't care who. Look, I've been doing this a long time. On this past Monday, I turned 80. People can go on the internet and go look at my, there's all current images up there, and you can make your judgment and assess what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a long, long time. Long, long time. I've been on this planet 8 decades. And what I'm telling you is that no matter who you are, sooner or later, if you live to the point where I'm at, it's almost impossible to avoid some sort of plaquing in the arteries. It's damn near impossible. I don't know who those two people on the planet are that they have, that may have that luxury. But most of us, the longer you live, the more likely your arteries will start to plaque to some extent. And it's the calcified plaque that you need to worry about. The soft, fatty plaque, we can attenuate it, and that's where the heart drops come into play. And taking the heart drops supports the cardiovascular system generally and the arteries specifically. So, you know, it's just, it's all biology and it's science. And I do an evidence-based practice. And when I come on your show, I'm evidence-based and science-based. So people can always check my work. And we are prone to heart disease. And if you live long enough, your arteries will plaque. Now, I don't care what diet you're on. I don't care if the Almighty came down and gave you the diet plan. It's you're still a biological creature. And sooner or later, those arteries are going to take a hit because there's too many variables to affect your cardiovascular system, modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors. There's more of them than I have sense.
So what is in the formula is the key component that beats up on this plaque?
The aged garlic extract. I invite your audience to go to PubMed.gov. That's a National Institutes of Health sponsored website. It's science. Type in aged garlic extract, heart or cardiovascular or arteries. You'll be there all day, probably tomorrow, and probably the third day, trying to get through the literature on the thousands of studies that have been done on aged garlic, hundreds of studies that have been done on aged garlic extract. It is really remarkable, and garlic generally. It is an herb that, you know, a botanical that has served humankind for thousands of years. And you find it in so many cultures, and the health benefits, we have verified this, the benefits scientifically. So aged garlic extract and the heart drops is the centerpiece foundational botanical in the heart drops. And again, I can't come on air and tell you, because I'm not permitted to make medical claims, I can't say, oh, the heart drops are going to lower your cholesterol, lower your blood pressure. I've done my research. I invite the audience to go and research aged garlic extract, and you will see what the science says about what aged garlic extract. Double-blind placebo-controlled trials, not some Mickey Mouse, opinionated article. No, this is real science. I am a fan. I believe in the compound, and I believe in the product. That's why I'm on your show.
Out of curiosity, and we've had a caller ask if the minerals in hard water could be a big factor in hardening of the arteries, like it closes off pipes. You get, like, calcification and things like that. I mean, is that a factor?
Yes. The answer to that is yes. there are many other things, and we live in a toxic world. And as I think I mentioned on your show one time, I haven't taken a drink out of the faucet for maybe four decades or more. There are toxic chemicals in the water that can not only affect your cardiovascular system, that are associated with cancer. Go to the International Agency, IARC, International Agency on Cancer Research, a very reputable website and organization, and look what they report on these toxic chemicals and how they affect the body cardiovascularly and in terms of cancer and other diseases. So your caller is right. These too much calcium, for example. When people start to self-treat, they go and buy these cheap calcium products that have no cofactors in them. All they're going to be doing in the end is depositing that calcium in the arterial system and becomes calcified. That's a mistake. That's why it's very dangerous sometimes. Do your research. If you're going to self-treat, make sure you get informed.
Well, so that's one of the reasons why, and I've talked about this on the show before, Dr. Garko, about the fact that, you know, I got off the county water because it's got fluoride and chlorine and all this other junk, and I just switched back to well water. And my well water goes through a sediment filter first, then it goes through a UV bulb sterilizer and a 5-stage purification system and a water softener before it even gets into the house. So, you know, I understand the concept.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Oh, listen, it is axiomatic that we live in a toxic world. Make no mistake about it. The air, the water, the soil, I mean, the food chain are contaminated. And that's, again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's the science. There is so much literature on the toxic environment in which we are now situated. It's dangerous. At IARC, on that website, they will tell you and they will report on the association between getting these chemicals into your body and cancer. I get clients and I get calls all the time, people saying, Dr. Garko, I was diagnosed with cancer. Nobody in my family has cancer. I've never smoked. I don't drink. I live a good life. And I still got cancer. Well, you know, how did that happen? One good hypothesis could be that the environment contributed to it in some form or fashion. Again, that's not science fiction, given the nature of the toxic world that we live in.
So you're poisoned, basically, is what it is. And, you know, you see chemtrails in the skies. We talk about chemtrails a lot. We've had Dane Wigington on the show, and we'll probably have him on the show a lot more now that we're switching to our midday program. And the thing is that now, you know, being a nutritionist and understanding the toxicity, you know, people are trying and some of them are confused because they don't understand how are we going to overcome this. I mean, besides, I used to grow stuff in a greenhouse, still do. You know, how do we get around being able to avoid absorption of toxic chemicals?
It's very difficult. As I said, it really is difficult because the air, water, land of the planet and natural food supply and manufactured food are contaminated with these synthetic chemicals to the extent, and I'm going to give you a quote. This is from a study by Thornton et al., 2002. All people, not just those working in or living near major pollution sources, carry a body burden of synthetic chemicals in their blood, fat, mother's milk, semen, urine, and breath. That close quote. That's from a study way back in 2002 by Thornton et al. So what can a person do? Well, you have some natural detoxification systems in your body, your lungs, your blood, your liver, your kidneys, and so on. Digestive system, you know, your colon. However, go back to where we started today about evolution and creation and all of that. When we evolved, we evolved in an environment in which these kind tens of thousands of toxic chemicals did not exist in the environment. We have this very ancient biology and systems to protect us, but in a modern world, they get overburdened. And some of the, and many of these toxic chemicals tend to deposit themselves in the fatty tissue in the body. And the body has a hard time ridding itself of the chemicals. So, the phrase is body burden. We're all walking around. I believe all of us are, to some extent, walking around with a body burden of these toxic chemicals. So what can you do? You try to eat as much organic food as you can, and you try to eat basically a plant-based diet. I didn't say you have to eliminate the meat, but a plant-based diet will help keep the body cleansed, drinking a lot of water, and keep moving, perspiring, just doing the basic fundamental things that we've always done and our ancient ancestors did. But we're in a kind of a pickle here because when you think about this modern world with all of its convenience and so on, it's great. I understand that. But, you know, as I said, we are not, our ancient ancestors had a lot of stress, a lot of inconvenience, and a lot of scarcity. Modern society, we have a lot of stress, a lot of abundance, and a lot of convenience. Plus, we're situated in a toxic world. You start to look at that, and now you can start to see why we are not as healthy as we could be. We're living a longer life, that is true. Not because we're healthier, but because of medical science. Average age in the year 1900, I believe, was about 45. Average life expectancy in the year 1900 was about 45, 47 years old. Now it's in the United States about 78. That change is not because we're healthier and living better. It's because of better sanitation methods, because we figured out infectious diseases, and we have medical science and technology. We are more unhealthy than I think we've ever been, with 3/4 of the population being overweight or obese.
Yeah, that's sad, because man cannot live on chicken McNuggets alone. So I had to throw that in there, Dr.
Not true.
I had to throw that in there.
You always ask the Go ahead.
No, but you go and you drive down the road and you go by fast food restaurants and there's lines outside of people that are eating, and they're consumed by eating junk food because of a matter of convenience, because they have to work two jobs. They don't have time to fix dinner. So they stop by and they pick up garbage food that, you know, God knows what's in it. And, you know, I mean, there's been so many studies, and they even had the movie Upsize Me, which, you know, when you were talking about overindulgence and whatnot,
That's right.
Oh, my God. You know, it is the diet. The thing is that, you know, when we're looking at the heart drops, and I've got the bottle right here up at the screen for those that are watching us on live stream. Got to get you conditioned to that, because we'll be doing that on Monday. The thing about the heart drops, if you buy these, and this holds true for a lot of what we sell at the Power Mall. You buy these for yourself first. Don't just buy these. Well, my father-in-law or my dad or my brother or whatever has got a condition and he needs these things really bad, so I'm going to buy him a bottle. I guarantee you, they will not take this stuff. This is like what Dr. Garko said about all that, those drugs that sit on the shelf up there and they look nice and they never get open unless you crack the bottle. Nobody's going to do anything about it. So, you know, you buy these for yourself first, and when they ask you why you're healthy and why you are, you know, ambulatory the older you get, you're obviously going to have a good answer for that. Wouldn't that be a fair statement?
100%. 100%. And, you know, people can get in touch with me. You go to StraussNaturals.com, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. There's a link there. It says Ask Dr. Garko. Yesterday, I had about 10 people go there and ask me questions. And just as you said, a half of them were children of elderly parents asking me about about the heart drops or this and that and how they can help their elderly parents. So, you know, kudos to them. That's what they should be doing. But people can get in touch with me there. I answer everyone that comes in. I do it in a timely manner. I'm happy to do it. And by the way, my nutrition practice is nearly now 100% pro bono. I do it in better. My mantra is I live my life mindfully in the moment, one day at a time, with purpose, passion, and gratitude, all in the better service of others. And my nutrition practice is primarily pro bono, because you pointed out earlier there are many people that can't afford to hire a credentialed nutritionist or a dietitian. And, you know, they're entitled to help. And whatever I can do in my little way, I do. And, again, that's why I come on your show, too. It's a nice platform because, you know, you're open-minded and you let me express the things that I believe are important for people to know. And, again, I'm science and evidence-based. We all have opinions, but people want to know that all I can tell the truth is I know it based on the facts that I know.
Oh, and this is called paying it forward, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Trying to. Honestly,
yeah.
I feel so fortunate. I feel so fortunate. You know, as I said, Monday was my birthday. I turned 80.
Happy birthday from all of us here.
Well, thanks. I did a leg routine yesterday. I was in the gym an hour and a half, 10 sets of squats, you know, and then several other exercises. It was 300 reps. It took me an hour and a half. And I've been doing that all my life. So you got to put in the time. You can't think yourself into good health. You have to act yourself into good health. So I try to practice what I preach, and I'm keenly aware of my mortality. The older you get, I mean, you wake up every day and you think, damn, you know, what a gift, what a gift. And the deeper you get into the life cycle, the more you realize how valuable it is, and your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you, for sure. And so I really appreciate you giving me some time to come on and chat with you. I always enjoy coming on here.
Well, I enjoy having you too, because we can cut up and have a good time and get the message out too. And that's what's important, because see, my whole purpose, I get up and it's 2 feet in a heartbeat. And I'm saying, look, I'm just glad the Father has given me another day to go out and bless other people's lives, because that is why we are here, is to bless other people's 100%. Lives, not sit there and figure out ways to check out. No, this is one of the ways we use to check in is the heart drops, because, you know, the healthier we are, and we have a reason why, because people will ask us, look, Dr. Garko, you're 80 years old, just had a birthday, you go to the gym, you work out, hopefully it's not Planet Fitness, you go to the gym and you work out and you do all these things. Yeah. We've been having some fun with Planet Fitness on there ever since they started inviting men to change in the women's dressing rooms.
I saw that story. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, boy, society's gotten crazy, huh? And see, the thing is that people need to be worrying about their health, which is why we are selling the Strauss Naturals products and have been. And this is something Joyce Riley found out a long time ago and has been promoting ever since we've been on the air since the year 2000, is that the heart drops are here. Dr. Garko, always a pleasure having you on the show, sir. You keep doing the Lord's work. We appreciate everything you're doing for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. I look forward to it.
You bet. We do, too, always. Thank you. God bless. Fred Dyshefsky joins us after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are, Fred Dyshevsky is on the East Coast, so it's actually 9:33 his time. Always a pleasure to have him on the show because he has studied psychology, poli-sci, and economics. And knows his stuff. He's been in the numismatic business for over 40 years, dealing in rare U.S. gold and silver coins, and he understands the landscape. Welcome back to the show, sir. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, good morning. Great to see you again.
Well, and here's the thing. Right before we went on, I was throwing some stuff out there, and here's the thing. You may be coming into some money soon, and you need to pay attention to this because we've got a deal. And you need to pay attention. Everything that we're going to be talking about is fundamentally important. You just heard Fred's commercial right here. If you're listening to us during the break, you can't ask for better timing, Fred, because of the fact that, you know, he has deals going on and people this week, the Biden administration was warned by the International Monetary Fund. Now, this is the banking cartels. Come on. We talked about the banking cartels' history and their infiltration into America and how they got us all in the fiat money system, where we are right now, how they've made us reliant on it, how it's, you know, basically what we the people say the value of it is as far as our standard and store of value. Fred understands it. I understand it. But when the IMF comes out and tells the Biden administration this deficit spending, you're hitting your wall here. I mean, are we over leveraged right now?
Well, you know, this is getting a little disconcerting because I think we've talked about this a lot. The real fundamental value in the U.S. dollar at this point really is about psychology. It's about a joint confidence in the ability of the U.S. government to maintain its ability to pay its bills. And when the government is deficit spending at record levels, it raises eyebrows. You know, they're hosting auctions, and I know we talked about this a month or two ago when there were a couple auctions that crossed the $60 billion mark. They're going to have an auction this morning. It's going to be $70 billion worth of five-year notes. And what really is troubling, and I think this is really worth thinking about, the problem is when the government is financing debt in short-term moments, they're not stretching this out for 30 years like a mortgage and saying, okay, we've got decades to pay this off, and we can incrementally do that. They are financing the government more and more on the short-term basis of the yield curve. So the tremendous amount of debt load that the U.S. government is pumping out there in the form of these bonds has to be paid to the bondholder when those bonds mature. And when you're financing stuff on two-year basis or five-year basis, that is going to go by in a heartbeat. And every time they sell more and more of these bonds, what the public ought to understand is that that's going to translate into the need to print all that in terms of new capital to pay that bondholder when the bond comes due. You know, if you're willing to invest in that five-year note or that two-year note, at the end of the 2 years, you expect to get paid. And I think what the IMF is starting to point out is that a lot of governments have played this game to their detriment. They have been unable to make the payments as they come due. And once you hit a default problem or the threat of a default problem, what is left fundamentally to support the value of your currency? It comes down to what your country can produce. And at this point, the GDP cannot account for the amount of deficit spending. So I can understand why the IMF is getting concerned. They're looking at a worldwide situation. It's no better anywhere else in the world. But if we are the strongest, and we are, I mean, it's still king dollar out there. We represent the best of what's possible. And if we're faltering, that doesn't look good for the overall environment.
That's scary. And that, you know, for the IMF to come out and tell them, look, this deficit spending is getting out of hand here, folks, you need to stop it. And then what is our government just passes a $95 billion. I'm like, what are these people doing?
A foreign aid bill.
I mean, who's paying for this? This is the problem. America's taxpayers, including our listeners of the show, Fred, are freaking out. Yep. They're like, look, we're our kids are not going to be able to pay this debt off. I mean, everything Jefferson said about waking up as slaves on the land our forefathers conquered is going to come true. And we're just like, look, you know, these people, we have to stop this. One way to do it. And you've from what I understand, had some people calling concerned. And this is the beauty about this toll-free number, 1-800-878-2646. If you're not writing it down, you should be. Get your pen and paper because we'll give you the number again. Fred's people are there, including Fred himself, to answer your questions about concerns regarding the price of gold and silver, where they're at, what spot is, what premiums are. The thing is now the calls you, according to before we went on the show, Fred, you were talking about the calls you're getting, and the nature of it is people are concerned about, well, am I buying gold too high right now, or do you think gold's going to go higher?
Well, that's a question that comes up frequently, but, you know, honestly, I've been answering that question since gold was $500 an ounce. So it's all relative, you know. Yeah. There are market ranges that every commodity, including gold, trade within. And the gold market has been on a tear lately. In fact, I've been waiting for a little bit of a pullback, which we got yesterday. We did see it tap $2,400 several times. You know, we're at $2,320 today. So that's a little bit of a pullback. But if you look at it, it is a ratcheting thing. So it goes up, it may drop back a little bit, then it goes a little higher, it drops back a little bit, it goes higher. In the end, for those that are playing this correctly, which in my opinion is a five-year hold or longer, it never becomes relevant, because it progressively becomes more valuable over the years as we move forward, because certain situations are not changing. And one of those is that the government is continually deficit spending. But as you pointed out, and the IMF is now pointing out, the pace of this is becoming alarming. We're not merely deficit spending a small percentage of the GDP. It's becoming a greater and greater percentage, which means we have to generate more revenue somehow in order to compensate for the gap. And the only ways for government to do that, they could, of course, crank up your taxes. I mean, you know, they could just turn to the public and say, look, we're out of money, folks, and you're just not paying enough to cover what we're spending. We want to continue to keep spending, so I'm sorry, we're going to have to charge you because we can't control our spending habits. You're going to have to buck up more money. Or the government can turn around in a political year and try to suggest that they're going to cut some of the services that government provides. So they're going to wipe out part of the public wealth and health care by telling people they simply can't afford to continually pay into programs that don't generate revenue. That's kind of political suicide. So the government doesn't have a lot of options. And I've been saying this for the last year or two. I see the only option left is to print money. And I think that's what they're going to do. But these bond sales, I think this is really important. If they were pumping this stuff out 20 years out, 30 years out, not that I expect that they could solve the problem in the time frame, but at least they're buying time. But when we're doing the bulk of the sale of all the government debt on the short-term basis of the scale, that is really difficult to manage. And then when 2 years from now, you know, 2022 was 2 years ago, 2026 is going to come by before you blink, and all these debt instruments being sold out into the market today are going to be redeemable, which means we have to have the capital available to print and pay off those bondholders. This is becoming progressively difficult for the government because they just can't seem to control the deficit spending, on top of which now, of course, we're adding foreign aid programs and everything that seems to come up day after day that adds to the pile.
But the other thing that we're concerned about is, you know, what they do to rob Peter to pay Paul and then kick the can down the road, which is exactly what they're doing, because Powell is not going to decrease interest rates. That's pretty much a given at this point. The bigger problem that we have now is who's cashing in on their bonds, who's buying more bonds, who's selling more bonds. I mean, China's economy is faltering as well. Our commercial shoe, the commercial shoe in America is dropping. There's more and more foreclosures in the commercial markets. I mean, this is not a good thing for America's economy, given all this deficit spending. Economically, where do we sit here in all this?
Well, you know, we sit in a situation where we're progressively relying more and more on our ability to sell more debt. And that's really kind of a dangerous thing. It's like an individual who has to continually find new friends to borrow money from. You know, if you can keep building the pile of new friends and say, hey, would you be my buddy? Great. Nice to meet you. And by the way, can I borrow a few dollars from you? Because I've already tapped everybody else that I know for everything they're willing to lend me, because I haven't been able to pay them back yet. And I still need to borrow more. And I'm spending so much more money, I better find a bunch of new friends really quickly. So the U.S. government has got to entice people to buy government debt. Now, a lot of foreign countries do this because of the stability of the dollar relative to their currency. So they may yield, you know, 4% on a 2-year note or 4.5% on a 5-year note. It's guaranteed by the U.S. government, and these foreign entities believe the government will pay them in the end. So for them, it makes some sense to stockpile some of their debt in that form. Institutional buyers are also big, big purchasers of U.S. government debt because, again, they have lots of capital to work with. The hedge funds have got billions upon billions of dollars. They've got to park it somewhere. And people want something conservative, because if the stock market gets a little, you know, cattywampus, you know, people are going to look for something a little more secure. So bonds become an alternative. So you have individual buyers in America that are willing to say, I'll finance my government because I believe they'll pay me back. You have institutional investors that are doing this with massive amounts of capital, and foreign governments that almost by default can't find a better resource to park their capital than to buy debt from a U.S., you know, Treasury Department with a government that's $34 trillion in debt and spending so much money that the interest payments now are becoming problematic. This is fundamentally completely backward in a way to run an economy. If, you know, they've talked about the idea of going back to a gold standard, but every economist who looks at it says, no, there's absolutely no way you can do it. It's just not even feasible. Why bother even talking about it? We need to continue this fiat system because we simply can't afford to lock down anything that would constrain our ability to burn money at the rate we're paying. But I do find this problematic. And I think for Americans, the answer is just don't count on this paper money to support the value of you and your family in the future at the same level it's operating today. We have to understand and expect that the paper money we're currently using is going to buy less over the years. And we can compensate and counterbalance that with the physical ownership of gold and silver coins. And I highly encourage people to diversify their wealth, to at least have some of this as part of their portfolio.
Well, if you're coming into money, folks, and a lot of you are, a lot of you are cashing out 401ks or, you know, sitting on a pension and you've got a nest egg and you've got 100,000 bucks in the bank. And we have always talked about, and we have on this show previously about, you know, splitting off about 15% of that And if you've got 100 grand sitting in the bank right now, which some of you do, some of you don't, but the ones who do, this you should be paying very close attention, because Fred has a way, and it's not all 15%. It's more like about 13% of that $100,000. He's got, you know, the deal. But the thing is, I mean, one, it's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your wealth, in your future, in your financial structure. And it's important. Fred, you want to explain what that deal is?
Sure. You know, what we try to do is every time the market moves around and the prices of gold and silver move, I look at the industry carefully. I try to find segments within the gold and silver coins that are available that seem to either be lagging behind or show some good potential, or are perhaps priced right now at a really good buying level, all things considered. So I picked a few holes in the market, if you will. I started with a group of silver dollars, something really simple. These are roughly 100-year-old mint condition examples of the old Morgan silver dollars. They were struck between 1878 and ended the production in 1921. And the ones that we were able to secure were extremely high quality. They're Mint State 65. And for those who may not be familiar, there is a scale of the quality of coins. It's kind of similar to looking at an old car and how much it may have in mileage. So the same car with very low mileage will have a higher value than a car that has lots and lots of mileage because of wear and tear. And within the coin industry, they look at them relative to what theoretically could be a perfect coin. The scale runs from 1 to 70. The 60s and anything above that number are what they refer to as mint condition, indicating they have no wear whatsoever of any detail, but may still contain a few surface scratches on the field and on the coin surface. Those that have very limited numbers of surface scratches or only minor, those are the ones that get the highest grade. And obviously, fewer of those exist. So we have a box which is 20 coins of the Morgan dollars, ranging in dates between the 1870s and early 1921. And those are all Mint State 65 for a $4,200 fixed price for all 20 coins. I think it's a terrific way for somebody to invest in the silver market. This is very portable. You could sell one coin at a time or sell the whole box or several boxes all at once. Then I picked out some gold on the second package for $29.95. We pulled a $10 Indian head gold coin. And this was the coin minted between 1907 and 1933, when all American gold coins ended in their production. This was the last American $10 ever produced. It was referred to as an Indian head gold coin because of the feature of the Native American on the front of the coin, the American Eagle on reverse. This one's a Mint State 63. We put that together with five of those silver dollars we previously talked about at $29.95. And then I put together as a third package two of the gold coins. The largest American gold coins produced were 1 ounce size. The first one is known as a Liberty head, again, simply because it features the bold head of Miss Liberty on the front. And those were minted from the 1860s up to 1906 and 1907, at which point the design changed to what's called a St. Gaudens. And I picked the highest grades we could get at the time, which were an MS-65 on the St. Gaudens and MS-64 on the $20 Liberty. And that package was around $6,500. And then what I did is I combined all three and then discounted it for somebody who buys the whole three packages. So for $12,995, you could buy all three of the packages. That saves you several hundred dollars. And for those that had a larger amount of money, I have had people order multiple packages of the groupings. You can purchase any one of these. Or even if you needed to call us, we can also assemble something and comprise something individually for anybody who wants to call and just discuss a dollar range they'd like to work with. But I think these are great packages. It just helps people kind of consolidate their vision about, you know, where to go to begin accumulating some physical gold and silver.
And see, of course, this is less than 15% of the $100,000 we just talked about, folks, if you're wondering how you divest and what you invest in at the same time you're divesting. So the whole idea is to diversify the portfolio. That's a good thing, considering what a lot of these hedge funds are doing. You brought up hedge funds, and I'm looking at the fact that we're into the quadrillions of dollars in these hedge funds of basically risked securities, and they're created basically the same way that a lot of our credit is created out of thin air. You know, and people, if you understand and you haven't read Modern Money Mechanics, you need to do that. That's a 40-page piece that was put out by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago way back when. And so, you know, that's available if you want to go searching for it. You know, you can get on the same page as Fred real quickly, you know, by understanding how mechanics of our money system works. And then you'll understand why it makes sense to invest in gold and silver.
I think the more people understand the nature of what you're discussing, which is how money works in America. How does it come into being? What value does it have? What constitutes its future value? The more that you get about that, the more this idea of not having that as your only source of wealth is going to make sense. You know, even on the periphery, I get people who have a faint understanding, and it harkens me back to when I was young and I first began to stumble into this concept. Something intrinsically just went off in my head, like a little bell that said, you know, there's something flawed with this process of printing money that's not backed by something. I mean, even as a kid, I could understand that. But the nature of it today has become seriously complicated. And I think a lot of that is done on purpose to help, you know, confuse the nature of things with people. And things get so complicated, people don't want to delve into it because they think it might just be overwhelming. There's so much information to try to gather together to get an understanding. But keep in mind, the basics are fairly simple. The value of money in America is based upon how much of this money exists. It's really what it comes down to. So if the supply of money increases, but the growth of the economy does not match that growth in the supply of money, the difference between the two is a loss in value. And this is the problem we're currently experiencing. We have a government spending more money than it brings in. This is what they refer to as deficit spending. So the government is already spending more money than it's currently bringing in. And the rate at which money is increasing is much more rapid than the growth of the overall economy. So if we look at the GDP, which is the output of everything America produces in a year, and we compare that to the amount of money that's been added to the system, the difference is getting wider and wider every year. That is not a good thing for the American public. It's very problematic. And as you mentioned earlier, it's getting to a point where even the International Monetary Fund, which is basically the central bank to the central banks. In other words, they are there when a country completely falls apart and they have no resources to get any capital. They can go begging to the IMF and say, hey, you know, we're part of the world. We've contributed to the IMF. It's sort of an emergency kind of banking system. Please bail us out. And several countries have utilized IMF loans time and time and time again. Rarely do they ever get repaid, by the way. So most of them end up defaulting on the loans. But if we're at a point where the IMF is the only source left to help save the country,
yeah, we're in trouble.
We're kind of in trouble.
Well, see, and it all comes down to, and what I'm holding up on the screen right here, this has what we call extrinsic value as opposed to this, which has intrinsic value. And Fred, you brought up intrinsic before when you started to realize what the difference is. This is a debt note. It says right there, Federal Reserve note right on the top. What's a note? It's a promise to pay. It's evidence of debt. But they call it legal tender for all debts, public and private. Now, understand, the only reason that this exists is because we, the people, say we put our full faith and credit and our full faith and value in that particular debt note. And all we're doing when we go to the grocery store and we pay for groceries with a $20 bill is we're passing that debt on to somebody else.
It's an IOU. So yeah. I give you an IOU and say, okay, I owe you $1,000, and you take my IOU and you want to present it to somebody else because you want to purchase something with it. Well, that somebody else has to know me or believe in you one way or the other in order to accept my IOU. And the more hands it trades through, the weaker it's going to get because it's moving away from its original source. So it becomes progressively problematic. But if we all accept the IOU as having value, the game will continue. It's like musical chairs. The music is playing. Everything will appear fine. You know, and I'm kind of likening the economy these days to, I hate to say it, but it's like a Boeing airplane. You know, everything's working great until the door blows off when you're at 35,000 feet. Then you know you have a problem. So, we're all flying in this plane that we know that there's some issues with, and, you know, something may or may not fall off, and maybe we land safely and we get off our flight and it all worked. And then the next guy is taking the risk. So, yeah. I'm kind of looking at the situation as a very analogous
No, it is. It is extremely. And I'm glad this is one of the reasons why I'm glad we have you on the show, Fred. And so those of you that are looking now, if you just want to, like me, I'm one of these guys that look, it's like, OK, we're all some of us are paupers out here. You know, we're not made of money. We've been self-employed all our life. And some of us have done well. Some of us have done fair. And we have a way to invest in ourselves. And that's why, you know, I'm a big junk silver fan. Like these half dollars, the dimes, the quarters. I mean, these are going to be negotiable on the open market if all hell breaks loose and we need it. Are we dealing with minimums at
store? $1,000 is our minimum order just because of time and shipping issues. So we do have to maintain that. But I do have a lot of people that do, you know, pick up a little bit here and there whenever they have a couple extra dollars, and they are diligent about it, and they are accumulators, which is, I think, the best way to do this, as opposed to the speculator who wants to come in and say, I want to put $1 million into gold because I think it's going to $5,000 because I heard somebody on the internet say it's going to $5,000 next month.
And you
That's
just never know.
That's not the way to invest. It's just not the way to do it.
I know.
This is about wealth accumulation, wealth protection, and diversification. But again, I would go back to the idea, anybody who's taken any kind of look at the way the U.S. dollar functions would have to accept the notion it's better to hold some gold and silver coins.
For sure. 1-800-878-2646. Fred Deshefsky, thanks so much for joining us. See you tomorrow.
Always great to be with you.
In your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.